You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by both Mr. John Gerke, a conscious capitalist and the founder of Bonafide Brewing Company with 33 years in the specialty coffee trade. John is transforming the wholesale specialty coffee beverage category. Also joining us with John is Spencer Weiner, a social entrepreneur and solutionary focused on empowering coffee lovers to create change in the world. As sales director of Bonafide Brewing Company, Spencer offers Bonafide transformative, collaborative coffee solutions to exceptional regenerative brands. Gentlemen, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Likewise. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet the both of you, and looking forward to hearing from you and all about Bonafide Brewing Company. Certainly a coffee connoisseur over here. So this is good stuff. Looking forward to this. Now, for starters, John, if you would, what is nitro coffee in a keg and how is it served? Let's start there.
Well, nitro coffee in a keg is meant to be served on tap. And really, you know, everybody knows a keg from the beer world. So I like to say nitro coffee looks like beer, pours like beer, but it's profoundly great tasting coffee. What we do is we take a coffee that we brew with a special brew process that we've developed, we have a patent pending on, and then we infuse it with nitrogen gas, which is makes up 78% of the air that we breathe, and that nitrogen gas causes the coffee to pour very similar to like a Guinness stout, so it comes out with a nice head of crema on it, a head of foam, and that is meant to be served ideally in a glass, a clear glass. Again, much like beer, it's cold. In a lot of situations, it's cold. And so it's beautiful. It tastes fantastic, and it has a really interesting mouthfeel that you don't get in an ordinary glass of like iced coffee.
Yeah, and certainly whetting the appetite for that, no doubt about that. Spencer, you refer to your nitro coffee as wine of the bean. What does that mean?
Well, it really is a new beverage category. The technology is changing how coffee is served. Coffee has a lot of X factors. Skill set of the barista, the water quality that's used to prepare, how quickly the coffee is prepared, then served. We're kind of taking this category and removing all the X factors so that just like a wine and a beer that's calibrated at a brewery and then it can be served reliably in Wisconsin and Florida, we're taking coffee roasters into that category where they calibrate with us and they can reliably, comfortably know that their, you know, lovingly roasted, lovingly sourced coffee is poured perfectly, no matter who's pulling the tap handle and putting it in the cup for them. So,
yeah, I'd like to add to that.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
I'd like to add to that so coffee's got the clock is ticking after you brew a pot of coffee. Most people know this, and so after 15 to 20 minutes, it starts to taste acidic and loses its flavor. But when we put coffee in a keg and it's pressurized with nitrogen, we've stopped the clock. So essentially, we put coffee in a keg and that keg is stable. The product tastes great we guarantee 120 days of stability. And so now you can transport it anywhere in that keg and pour it in the same manner you would pour a beer, or actually wine is poured out of a keg nowadays too. So that's where we're saying, hey, we're taking a product that traditionally has a very short shelf life and extending that and making it available and brewed perfectly. And so the consumer gets to taste it exactly the way we intended it to taste.
A perfect explanation. Thanks so much, Spencer. Now, what makes Bonafide Nitro Coffee different than other brands?
Well, Spencer, I'll let you add to that a little bit, but I'll say, you know, it's the secret's in our name. So Bonafide means, you know, high fidelity, a good intention. And so our process that we developed, like I said, it's a proprietary process. We have a patent pending on it. That kind of our secret sauce, because we can take coffee the way it was, the way the roaster intended it taste, and then keg that. And because of our stabilization technology, it tastes great for a long time. So we feel like we're taking something that everybody else is struggling with. To give you an example, our competitors, their shelf life on the kegs, first off, it has to be refrigerated. Ours doesn't. And second off, its flavor's falling apart right after it's brewed until it's finally, you know, some of our competitors go as far as out as 30 days, but that's about the extent. So Bonafide, we feel like we're embedding, you know, high fidelity into that product while we put it in the keg.
That is the main value proposition that is helping us grow, is that the beverage category is expanding. You know, we see a lot of large purveyors starting to offer draft cold brew coffee, but it's all cold chain custody. So it's hard. There's a lot of pain points moving it around cold, storing it cold, you know, ensuring the stability. And so our technology is shelf stable, so we can ship it just like a case of wine is shipped ambient and chilled before serving. Our kegs can enjoy that same stability without refrigeration. So it creates a lot less waste in the food chain.
And thanks for your response, gentlemen. Today we're speaking to both John Gerke, the founder of Bonafide Brewing Company, and Spencer Weiner, sales director of Bonafide Brewing Company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, I see on your website you say the hot nitro is a disruptive innovation. Why is that?
Well, I'll start off here, Eric. The hot nitro is something that we can say we invented. Back in 2014, when I first launched our keg coffee program, I started envisioning what it would be like to be able to pour both hot and cold nitro coffee out of a keg. At the time, the focus was, for the first couple of years of this product, was really on cold coffee. And we developed a piece of equipment that we're having manufactured in Germany that will take coffee from either an ambient or a cold keg and heat it on demand immediately, so you can pour coffee out of a hot tap just the same way you'd pour it out of a cold, you know, beer type tap. And so what that does, it's disruptive in that you go into an event center, let's say a major league baseball stadium or a football stadium or a large wedding event, and typically they'll have to brew coffee in high volume for several hours before the event. And the problem is because coffee starts to fall apart very quickly, you can't really hold it hot and have it taste good. So that's typical of, you know, you go to, let's say, a large party and you get a cup of coffee and it's not that great. So what we feel is a disruptive innovation is now you can pour hot coffee in high volume, just like one would pour beer, except the product tastes great. And when the event is over, those kegs can go back into the storage, either cold storage or just ambient, you know, dry storage, and wait for the next event. So we feel it's a very disruptive innovation because we've removed all of those preparation steps out of the recipe of serving. And you don't have to prepare on demand. And in fact, in large events like football stadiums or baseball stadiums, they usually don't have coffee very widely available for that reason. They just can't prepare coffee fast enough for 30,000 people. So with our product, you can.
Yeah, I just want to jump in and add, you know, this is the most exciting part, I think, of our innovation is coffee is one of the largest traded commodities in the world, and it has a 40% waste ratio. So this technology reduces waste dramatically in the coffee world, and that can benefit all the shareholders, all the stakeholders, from the, you know, the growers to the importers to the purveyors to the consumers. Everybody benefits when there's a huge reduction in waste.
And that is absolutely awesome. Now, you also claim up to 50% reduction in coffee waste and reduced labor. How is that possible? Get into some of those details.
I think the most obvious one to people is, you know, at your home or your office, you brew a pot of coffee, and
you know, you'll drink some of it and most of it gets poured out because the flavor falls apart. And if you've ever worked in a food service environment, it's very apparent. A good example, we're talking about large venues. You take a hotel property and let's say they're having a wedding with guests of 500. They'll brew coffee for 500 people and they'll pour maybe half of it, sometimes even less. So, you know, our estimates based on being in the industry for 30 years is that, up to 50% of coffee actually gets poured down the drain. And we feel that this is wrong. It's also unsustainable because coffee, as you predict the future and see how much, you know, the growth of coffee consumption, it doesn't pencil out. So we're looking at this as like a long-term, very sustainable product because all of a sudden we're recapturing a product that would be typically poured out and wasted. So in a keg, you can pull that tap handle until the keg is empty and you know it's good to the last drop. If that keg is not completely empty, it can literally go back into storage and wait for another week or two or whatever is necessary before the next event. So that's just an example at the food service level of how coffee from a keg with our process is up to 50% reduction in waste.
Gentlemen, absolutely brilliant, and you're not only bringing a wonderful product to the beverage industry and the coffee industry, but you're also making a difference in the community and globally as well. So well done on your part. We thank you for being a part of the program today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, maybe a tip business-related or anything else that we should know about Bonafide Brewing Company?
Well, I can say that, you know, both Spencer and I, we come from, you know, different backgrounds, but the one thing we agree on is, you know, innovation and also being, you know, socially, environmentally conscious. To me, you know, that comes down to sustainability, and I'm all about if there's a cool product that's got sustainability, it means it's going to be around a long time. It means it's going to benefit the most possible people. So I encourage entrepreneurs to really be looking at what you're working on. You know, what can you do to make it more sustainable? What can you do to actually really solve, you know, problems, maybe not just now, but problems that are forecast, you know, coming. And that's where, like, you know, so, you know, Spencer and I are both, you know, solutionaries in that regard. We're all about, you know, trying to embed philosophy of social entrepreneurship into our business and make sure that everything we're working on has a longer-term benefit than just the immediate opportunity to make some money.
Well, I certainly appreciate those concluding remarks, and I'm sure our coffee connoisseurs and coffee drinkers are most excited about what you've brought to the market through Bonafide Brewing Company. And if listeners wanted to get further details online, where could they find your website and further details?
I encourage people to visit us on our website. That's bonafidenitro.com. We're also very active on Facebook and Instagram. You can get real-time updates at Bonafide Brewing on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, that certainly works. Again, gentlemen, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
And you both have a fantastic day as well. We have been speaking with both John Gerke, the founder of Bonafide Brewing Company, and Spencer Weiner, the sales director of Bonafide Brewing Company. And for further details, simply visit BonafideNitro.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.